You're not going to be punning someone that's missing two legs against someone with an ingrown toenail.
Welcome to episode 3 of Unbeatable, a 5-part docuseries which tracks the stories of the children who refuse to allow their disability to define them in the sporting arena, and the stories of the parents, coaches and local partnerships that back them along the way. Yesterday we met the Carlow Bees, a mixed ability tag rugby team that sees kids of all abilities making friends, playing the sport they love in a club without boundaries. Today we're in New Ross at the Ark swimming pool to chat to Paul Trichler, one of many dozens of swimmers that have disabilities across the region but continue to compete at the highest level in their sport.
Everybody thinks it's a big deal and all, but like, it's not really, because you're used to it and then like you just live your life normally and you have the crack, like, and that's what matters.
Paul has cerebral palsy, but put him in the swimming pool and you wouldn't know it. Sharp as a button and strong as an ox, something we can confirm firsthand, having lost an arm wrestling contest after our interview. And it's not just his physical strength that took us by surprise, but his mental resolve as well, something not lost on Mother Marie.
From day one, he had great attitude, great fire in his belly to go, and even in school, didn't like being told he can't do anything, didn't like being told he can't play the sports. He got in the goal, and even the CBS now, like, he's in the wheelchair, but he's in the goal, and he could fall out of the wheelchair now more times than not now, trying to save the goals, and he does save them, and, you know, so he'll take the belts as they come, and just like any other chap, you know, so he's a tough character, you know, really tough. It's just Paul's positive attitude. He just gets up and goes, and I think then there's not going to affect any of other people, kind of their attitudes towards him is just like, sometimes it's a bit of shock because they kind of think, oh God, he's so great, he just gets out there and gets going. I suppose initially when Paul had cerebral palsy, he was diagnosed, and it was always said to us from the doctors, consultants, that any kind of sport that would kind of build on his core strength would be good for Paul. So I think he was about 2 years of age when we brought him over to Paddy Kent's, and I had him in the pram, and we said to Paddy we were going to put him up on a horse, and Paddy was saying, which child? And I said, the one in the wheelchair, or the one in the buggy. Yeah. And he was looking at me, so he got up on the horse that day, so that didn't work out. So the next thing then was the swimming, so we went with the swimming, and we actually brought him down to Wexford. Anya O'Connell down in Wexford was the initial lady that kind of trained him and started him off in the swimming, and she literally picked him up and threw him into the pool, and I nearly had a heart attack, but she threw him into the pool, and it was probably the best thing she ever done.
And it wasn't long before the young Ballygunner fan was throwing himself into the water.
We went to Egypt over the summer, and we went swimming with the dolphins, but the man was like, no, he wouldn't be able to do it. Yeah. But I jumped in behind his back anyway, and he was amazed when I got out then. Yeah, so is great crack.
Like that, you know, even if you go on holidays, like he's in the swimming pool and he's messing and swimming, and then, you know, you get out and you go get the wheelchair, and people are looking who's getting into the wheelchair, or they'd see the wheelchair at the side of the pool and they'd wonder who's in the wheelchair.
For club coach Nate McCarthy, Paul, just like anyone else with a disability, are treated no differently to anyone else at the club.
When they get into the pool, they train as hard, they train really, really hard, we work with them, you know, to work on their strokes and to help them, but you know, they do what everybody else is doing in training, so they're no different.
Those with disabilities compete in the same galas as those without in this country, and for Paul, plenty of competitions lie on the horizon, but the possibility of Paralympic glory isn't far from his mind either.
I want to get as far as I can, and maybe I might be able to swim in a few international events and all that sort of stuff. So anything would be great for me. Like, I wouldn't say no to a medal. Like, hopefully I might be able to swim for Ireland one day. You want to be able to swim for your country, and compete for Ireland would be amazing. Like, because I think that Irish people are they're different than every other nationality. I think I'd be proud to swim for Ireland as well if I ever got so lucky. The thing with disability is that you can sit at home feeling sorry for yourself, or you can tell the disability to F off and then just live a normal life and do something amazing.
Tomorrow we meet two disability inclusion officers that work in the southeast and hear about the improved government backing for disability and mixed ability sport and the effect that that's having in the region.